There probably isn't one of you listening to this who haven't had the experience of photographing a place like this. Some indoor place, a home, a business, a shop, a barn, some place that captures your eye and you decide you want to photograph it. So having your camera and a little time, you start in. The question is, what do you photograph first? Well, as I mentioned in the written text, sometimes it's the details that can really give us the clue about where to direct our camera and our attention. But this image has another clue in it that's one of those little tiny tidbits of advice that I picked up somewhere along the way and have found to be universally valuable. Find objects that are next to the window and photograph them. As silly as it sounds, it works amazingly well. The window light adds angular light. It adds illumination. But it's more fundamental than that. Somehow, the things that are next to the windows are important. They're important to the people who live there, or work there, or spend time there. And I'm not sure I exactly know why, but I suspect that it's because the window is where the light allows us to see things. And as a result, we put things next to the window that are important to us. Well, if I'm trying to make a portrait of where someone lives, what I'm trying to do is make a portrait of the person who lives there through the objects we find, exactly as Richard Snodgrass is doing with this image. He's trying to give us a portrait of these people. Find what's next to the window light, and you will probably find what's important to the residents and the people within. And photographing those things is a wonderful way to start a project that provides a portrait through objects found.